ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 20.
Első ének, 17. fejezet, 20. vers.
Apratrakyat,
Anirdeshyat,
Iti,
Keshu,
Api,
Nishchaya,
Atra,
Anurupam,
Rajarishi,
Vimrisha,
Sva,
Manishaya,
Apratakyat
Anirdeshyat,
Ittikeshvapi Nishchaya,
Atra
Anurupam Rajarishi, Vimrisha
Swamanishaya
Apratakyat Anirdeshyat
Iti
Keshvapi
Nishchaya
Atra Anurupam Rajarshi
Vimrisha
Swamanishaya
Apratakyat
Anirdeshyat Iti
Keshvapi
Nishchaya
Atra
Anurupam
Rajarshi
Vimrisha Swamanishaya
Keshu,
Bhavati,
Api,
Sinte,
Nishchaya,
Határozottan következtetett,
Atra,
Itt,
Anurupam,
Melyik közülük a helyes,
Rajarishi,
Ó, királyok bölcse!
Vimrisha,
ítéld meg magad.
Sva,
saját.
Vanishaya,
értelmi képességeddel.
Translation. There are also some thinkers who believe that no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation, nor know it by imagination, nor express it by words. O sage amongst kings, judge for yourself by thinking over all this with your own intelligence.
Vannak gondolkodók, akik azt hiszik, hogy senki sem deríthet fényt a boldogtalanság munkáját érvekkel, nem ismerheti meg a képzelet segítségével sem, és nem fejezheti ki szavakkal. Ó, bölcs a királyok között, ítélj magad, saját értelmeddel átgondolva mindezt.
Purport. The Vaishnavites, the devotees of the Lord, do believe, as above explained, that nothing can take place without the sanction of the Supreme Lord.
Magyarázat. Vaishnavák, az új baktái hiszi, hogy ahogy fentebb említettük, semmi sem történhet a legfelsőbb úr jóváhagyása nélkül.
He is the supreme director, for he confirms in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15 that he, as all-pervading Paramatma, stays in everyone's heart and keeps vigilance over all actions and witnesses all activities.
Ő a legfelsőbb irányító, hiszen megerősíti a Bhagavad Gita-ban is, 15. fejezet 15. vers, hogy ő a mindent átható Paramatmáként jelen van mindenki szívében, vigyáz tetteinkre, és tanulja minden cselekedetünknek.
The argument of the atheist that one cannot be punished for one's misdeeds unless proved before a qualified justice is refuted herein, for we accept the perpetual witness and constant companion of the living being.
Az ateisták élve, miszerint az ember csak akkor lehet megbüntetni bűnös tetteiért, ha egy hiteles bíró előtt bizonyítás nyert bűnössége, megdőlít, mert mi elfogadjuk, hogy az élőlények van egy örök tanúja és állandó társa.
A living being may forget all that he might have done in his past or present life, but one must know that in the same tree of the material body, the individual soul and the supreme soul as Paramatma are sitting like two birds.
Az élőlények elfelejt mindent, amit elmúlt vagy jelenleg életében tett, de tudnia kell, hogy az anyagi test pályán az egyéni lélek és a felső lélek, mint Paramatma, úgy ülnek, mint két madár.
One of them, the living being, is enjoying the fruits of the tree, whereas the supreme being is there to witness the activities.
Egyikük, az élőlény, élvezi a fagyi bölcsei, míg a legfelsőbb lény, a cselekedetek tagjaként van jelen.
Therefore, the Paramatma feature, the supreme soul, is actually the witness of all activities of the living being, and only by his direction can the living being remember or forget what he might have done in the past.
Így a Paramatma aspektus, a legfelsőbb lélek, valójában az élőlény minden tettének szent tanúja, és csak is az ő akaratából emlékezhet az élőlény, vagy felejtheti el, amit a múltban tett.
He is therefore both the all-pervading impersonal Brahman and the localized Paramatma in everyone's heart.
Ezért ő a mindent átható személytelen Brahman, valamint a helyhez kötött Paramatma is mindenki szívében.
He is the knower of all past, present, and future, and nothing can be concealed from him.
Ő a múlt, a jelen és a jövő ismerője, és semmi sem maradhat rejtve előtte.
Devotees know this truth, and therefore they discharge their duties sincerely, without being overly anxious for rewards.
A bhakták ismerik ezt az igazságot, ezért komolyan végzik kötelességeiket, anélkül, hogy utalomra sóvárognának.
Besides that, one cannot estimate the Lord's reactions, either by speculation or by scholarship.
Emellett az ember nem is tudja felbecsülni az Úr tettét, sem spekuláció, sem tudás segítségével.
Why does he put some into difficulty and not others?
Miért hoz egyeseket nehéz helyzetbe, másokat még miért nem?
He is the supreme knower of the Vedic knowledge, and thus he is the factual Vedantist.
Ő a védikus tudás legfőbb ismerője, és így ő a valódi Vedantista.
At the same time, he is the compiler of the Vedanta.
Ezzel egy időben pedig a Vedanta összeállítója is.
No one is independent of him, and everyone is engaged in his service in different ways.
Senki sem független tőle, és mindenki őt szolgálja valamilyen módon.
In the conditioned state, such services are rendered by the living being under force of the material nature, whereas in the liberated state, the living being is helped by the spiritual nature in the voluntary, loving service of the Lord.
A feltételekhez között állapotban az élőlény az anyagi természet kényszeríti szolgálatra, míg a felszabadult szinten a lelki természet segíti az Úrnak végzett önkéntes szerető szolgálatában.
There is no incongruity or iniquity in his actions.
Cselekedeteiben nincsen hiba és nincsen vámon.
All are on the path of the absolute truth.
Mind az abszolút igazság szintjén állnak.
Bhishmadev correctly estimated the inconceivable actions of the Lord.
Bhishmadev helyesen mérte fel az Úr felfoghatatlan tetteit.
The conclusion is, therefore, that the sufferings of the representative of religion and the representative of the earth, as present before Maharaj Pariksit, were planned to prove that Maharaj Pariksit was the ideal executive head because he knew well how to give protection to the cows, the earth, and the Brahmins, religious principles, the two pillars of spiritual advancement.
A végkövetkeztetés ezért az, hogy a vallás és a föld képviselőinek szenvedése, ahogy a Pariksit Maharaj várta, azt igazolták, hogy Pariksit Maharaj ideális vezető volt, mert tudta, hogyan kell megvételmezni a tehenet, a földet és a brahmanákat, a vallásos elveket, a lelki fejlődés két pillérét.
Everyone is under the full control of the Lord.
Mindenki az Úr teljes hatalma alatt áll.
He is quite correct in his action when he desires something to be done by someone, irrespective of the consideration of the particular case.
Ő teljes mértékben helyesen cselekszik, amikor arra vágyik, hogy valaki megtegyen valamit, független az adott helyzettől.
Maharaj Pariksit was thus put to test for his greatness.
Így kellett Pariksit Maharajának bizonyítani a nagyságát.
Now let us see how he solves it by his sagacious mind.
Most nézzük meg, hogyan mondja meg mindezt értelmével.
Om Agyanati Mirandasi Agyanan Janasavakaya Lakshya Om Nidhitani Natasma Shri Guru Vedamaha Mukam Karoti Vachana Pangam Nangayate Gani Bhakti Patamaha Vande Shri Guru Vedamaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji Tanamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Vyavashesha Shandivari Vastya Chade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadar Har Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktarvinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So this is conversation between Pariksit Maharaj and personification of religion. And Pariksit Maharaj has appeared before Dharma, the bull.
Pariksit Maharaj megjelent a Dharma a bika előtt.
And found him in a very lamentable situation.
Nagyon szomorú állapotban találta,
having observed that he had been beaten.
Látta, hogy megverték.
And therefore, he was trying to ascertain the perpetrator of that injustice.
És megpróbálta ennek az igazságtalanságnak az elkövetőjét megállapítani.
And therefore, he asked Dharma.
Ezért megkérdezte Dharmát.
What was the question? Tell me the perpetrator of these mutilations. And Dharma is giving. In this verse and other verses, he's giving explanations why he cannot correctly ascertain the perpetrator of his suffering.
Ebben a versben és más versekben Dharma elmondja neki, hogy miért nem tudja pontosan meghatározni, ki az elkövető.
And in this verse, he's given some explanations.
Ebben a versben azért ad valami magyarázatot.
That no one can cause the no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation. Nor know it by imagination or express it by words. Therefore he told the king, you judge for yourself. If I say who it is, then I'm just as guilty as the perpetrator. Because nothing can happen without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So why should I be in duality about my suffering? By trying to ascertain somebody else besides the Supreme Lord. And if I did that, it would just simply just be a display of my own lack of Krishna consciousness. Now, that's a pretty difficult position to take, especially when you're in the presence of somebody who's the protector of religion. And Dharma is religiosity personified. So you would think that in the presence of the protector of religion, Dharma would point out the perpetrator. But by taking the position that Dharma took, Parikshit Maharaj was able to ascertain who Dharma actually was.
De azáltal a álláspont által, amit Dharma elfogadott, Parikshit rá tudott jönni, hogy tulajdonképpen ki is ez a személy.
It was obvious that Dharma was religiosity personified because Dharma did not point out the perpetrator.
Tehát nyilvánvaló volt, hogy ez a Dharma, ez a vallás megszemélyesülése, hiszen nem mutatott rá semmilyen követője.
And therefore Parikshit Maharaj was immediately prompted to take full responsibility to give protection to Dharma. By himself seeking out the perpetrator of that suffering. Punishing him. That's kind of the essence of the dialogue here between Dharma and Parikshit Maharaj. But in the verse, Srila Prabhupada brings to light the position of the super soul. And how the super soul, who is the witness, intervenes by witnessing the event. And by bearing witness to that event, the super soul also testifies. Example that Prabhupada is using here in the commentary is just, he says right here, where is it? Yes. The argument of the atheist that one cannot be punished for one's misdeeds unless proved before a qualified justice is refuted. Herein.
Tehát Prabhupád rámutat, hogy az ateisták élve, miszerint az ember csak akkor lehet megbüntetni bűnös tetteiért, ha egy hiteles író előtt bizonyítást nyer bűnössége, megdől.
For we accept the perpetual witness and constant companion of the living being.
Mert mi elfogadjuk, hogy az élőlénynek van egy örök tanúja és állandó társa.
In other words, when one is in a court of law, if there are no witnesses, it's very difficult to punish the defendant.
Tehát ugye bíróságon, hogyha nincsen tanú a bűncselekménynek, nincsen tanúja, akkor nagyon nehéz elítélni a vádlottat.
Therefore, whenever there is a crime committed, first thing that's done is look for evidence.
Hogyha van valamilyen bűncselekmény történik, akkor az első dolog, hogy bizonyítékokat keresnek.
And then one of the most important evidences is somebody who saw it, a witness. All crimes are investigated in this way, looking for witnesses, first-hand witnesses, secondary witnesses.
Minden bűncselekménynél ez a standard, hogy keresnek közvetlen tanút, vagy közvetett tanút.
And in fact, today, by the advancement of modern technology, the materialists have provided many other methods of witnessing.
Manapság a tudomány fejlődése mellett, ugye, csomó újabb bizonyítékfajta is rendelkezésre áll.
That by implanting a partial representation of the all-pervasive supersoul in the form of surveillance cameras.
És például úgy, hogy a felszínének részleges megnyilvánulásaként ilyen megfigyelő kamerákat helyeznek el.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So many crimes today are solved, are dealt with by the presence of surveillance cameras.
Tehát nagyon sok bűneseknek a megoldását ezek a videófelvételek adják.
People think they can do anything and get away with it, nobody's watching.
Ugye az emberek azt mondják, hogy hát én nem csináltam semmit, és akkor ezt rájuk adják, hogyha senki nem nézte őket.
But when there's some hidden surveillance camera present someplace, then the picture is taken and
And be van kamerázva a helyiség, ugye rejtett kamerákkal, és ugye a képen
Then it's evidence, undisputable evidence.
És ez ugye bizonyíték, még pedig megkérdőjelezhetetlen bizonyíték.
And someone may say, sitting in the court and being cross-examined by the attorney, I don't remember being there.
Ugye olyan is van, hogy valaki a bíróság előtt, amikor szembesítik egy tanúval, azt mondja, hát én nem emlékszem.
And the lawyer will say, well, where were you?
És akkor megkérdez a bíró, hogy hol voltál?
I was someplace else.
Én valahol máshol voltam.
And you weren't at this place?
Nem voltál itt?
No, I was definitely not there.
Nem, biztosan nem voltam.
Then they pull out the video, well, who's this? Evidence. In other words, a person is punished because the evidence, the conclusive evidence, is presented. In fact, well, a little story. In one of our temples in America, some of the donations from the Hundi box were disappearing.
Az egyik amerikai templomból az adományok úgy eltűntek a vádlikóból.
And they were suspecting, the authorities were suspecting that it was one of the pujaris.
És az volt a gyanú, hogy valamelyik pujari fosztogatja.
But the pujari always denied it.
De ez a pujari mindig letagadta.
So they installed a camera.
Beállítottak egy kamerát.
It was up in front of the altar. And the camera picked up the pujari locking the doors of the temple room. Coming out from behind the curtain. And taking money out of the box by some method I can't. I don't know how he got it on. So the next time he was asked, he said, "No, I didn't do it." And then the president played the video. Who's this? God, nothing he can do. So, Prabhupada actually uses this argument. He uses it elsewhere in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he talks about how the Christians who don't believe in the law of karma, they can't accept why should a person be punished for something he has no consciousness of doing. And Prabhupada explains that the infallible argument to defeat this is by understanding the presence of the Supersoul. And he said, although a person may not be conscious of what he's done in the past, the Supersoul, who is his constant companion, was conscious and aware of it. And being the constant companion, always accompanying the living entity in his journey from one body to the next, the Supersoul is dictating in such a way to remind him of his desires and activities committed previously.
És a felső lélek, aki az élő lényt az egyik testből a másikba állandóan folyamatosan követi, mint öröktárs, ő emlékszik arra, hogy milyen tettek, vágyak, stb. Volt a korábbi életekben.
Because he is the witness. Someone may say that there was no witness, but the Super Soul was a witness. And the Super Soul is right there in the same body. And every single body that living entities accepts that the Super Soul is also present. Same Super Soul is present to witness and to remind the living entity. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the Super Soul does not get directly involved in fulfilling the desires or the results of the living entities. Previous activities or previous desires. But the Super Soul simply arranges it through the agency of material nature. In other words, material nature is set up in such a way by the Supreme Lord to either award, reward, or punish the living entity. But the Super Soul is not directly involved in rewarding or punishing. Simply material nature that is rewarding or punishing. And the Super Soul is simply witness and give sanction.
Prabhupada
gives the example, just like in the government may have many different departments that are set up within the government.
Mondja azt a példát is, hogy például az államhatalom az úgy is berendezve a kormányzat, hogy ilyen különböző minisztériumok vannak.
And there may be a justice department, and in the justice department there is rewards and punishment according to the activities committed by the citizens.
És például az igazságügyi minisztériumnak az a dolga, hogy az állampolgároknak a mondani tetteiért kiosztja a megfelelő büntetést vagy utalmakat.
But the government has simply set up these different departments to take care of these affairs, but the government is not directly responsible for the rewards or punishment.
De mondja a hasonlat itt folytatódik, hogy a kormány nem felelős ezekért a jutalmakért vagy büntetésekért, ő csak végrehajtja ezt.
He gives another example.
Van egy másik példa.
Talks about the lily, how the lily opens and closes due to the presence of the sun.
Említi a liliumot, amely a nap járásának megfelelően kinyitja vagy becsukja a szirmait.
And the bees either enjoy or suffer by the opening and closing of the lily.
És ahogyan a lilium nyílik vagy becsukódik, ugyanúgy a méhek azok élveznek vagy pedig szenvednek emiatt.
But although the lily is opening and closing due to the presence of the sun is not directly responsible for the suffering or enjoyment of the bees.
És igaz, hogy a lilium az a napjárásnak megfelelően nyílik, vagy csukodik be, de a nap közvetlenül nem felelős a méhnek az élményeiért.
Neither the sunshine nor the sun globe are directly responsible for their enjoyment or suffering.
Tehát sem a napsütés, sem maga a nap bolygó, égítés nem felelős ezért a szenvedését vagy élvezetét.
It's because the lily is opening and closing, and therefore the bees are enjoying or suffering. But the sun cannot be blamed. So in the same way, the super soul is simply witness and giving sanctions, but cannot be blamed for the punishment or reward of the living entities.
Tehát ugyanígy a felső lélek az tanulja a történéseknek, de nem lehet hibáztatni ezért, ami történik.
The Supreme Lord has simply set up material nature to give out punishment and rewards according to the activities of the living entities.
A legfelsőbb úr úgy alakította ki a anyagi természetet, hogy az szépen kiosztja megfelelő büntetéseket vagy jutalmakat.
And therefore, when a living entity is suffering as a result of some previous sinful activities,
tehát amikor a élőlény szenved valamilyen korábbi bűnös tettnek a következményeképpen,
that suffering is not by a direct arrangement of the Lord.
Ez a szenvedés nem az Úrnak a közvetlen elrendezése.
That is only due to the arrangement of material nature,
which is az anyagi természet elrendezésének a következménye,
which is punishing and rewarding according to the living entity's activities and desires. Own activities and his own desires.
Úgy van berendezve, hogy az élőlénynek a saját tevékenysége, illetve vágyai szerint hozta ezeket ki.
Of course, materialists, atheists, they always look for a way to blame and say, why do you give me my choice?
Az ateisták, a materialisták mindig keresik azt az okot, vagy szemét, akit hibáztatnak.
Because you give a choice, therefore they're blaming God for their suffering.
És akkor így aztán a Istent károsztatják a szenvedésük miatt.
But Prabhupada gives these different types of examples and analogies to explain that actually it is not the Lord who's causing the suffering.
De Prabhupada számos példát ad arra, hogy számos helyen magyarázza, hogy nem az Úr közvetlenül felelős ezekért a szenvedésekért.
But they don't want to accept responsibility for that.
De hát nem akarják elfogadni a felelősséget.
So the same point is being brought out here in this commentary.
Ebben a magyarázatban is ugyanezt hozza fel Prabhupád.
That a living being may forget all that he might have done in the past or present life.
Hogy az élőlény elfelejti azt, hogy ő miket csinált előző életében.
But one must know that the super soul is present there.
De nem szabad elfelejteni, hogy a felsőleg az ott volt.
As the constant companion.
Hiszen ő egy állandó társa azért.
And therefore is witnessing everything.
Mindennek a tanulja.
And therefore, because he's witnessing everything, he's simply facilitating that in some point in the future, that living entity, he may say he doesn't remember, but right there in the same body, in the same heart, is this super soul saying, I saw it. I remember everything.
Tehát lehet, hogy az élőlénykésébb azt mondja, hát én nem emlékszem, hogy ezt csináltam volna, vagy ezt csináltam volna, de abban a testben, ugyan abban a szívben ott csücsül a felsőjének, és mindennek a tanulja, és tanúskodik is.
And material nature is the courtroom.
Az anyagi természet, ő az a bíróság.
And the testimony is the super soul, who witnessed it all.
És a tanul az a felsőjének, aki tanulságot tesz.
And therefore, the defendant may deny it. No, it's not true. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Or I don't remember doing it, so why should I suffer? But the super soul is there just to remind the living entity, yes, this is why you're suffering, because it was done. Although we may not remember exactly what we did.
Már igaz, de az a felső gyerek ott van, és tanúságot tesz, hogy igenis te csináltad, és lehet, hogy nem emlékszel, de ez akkor is meg.
But we must know that there was something that was done.
Tehát tudunk kell, hogy valaminek kellett történni.
And therefore, the point that Srila Prabhupada is making here in this commentary is a Vaishnava always thinks that way.
Tehát az a lényegében Prabhupada azt a pontot emeli ki, hogy egy Vaishnava mindig tudatos erről. És mindig hiszik, hogy semmi sem történik a legfelsőbb.
Takshenu kampam susha mikshamana bhujana eva kritamba pakam. As Vaishnava always thinks that I'm suffering the results of my past sinful activities. Vaishnava doesn't blame the Lord for his suffering. And neither does a Vaishnava blame somebody else for his suffering. So many verses also give evidence of the mentality of the Vaishnava. We oftentimes quote that verse from first canto of the Bhagavatam. It was first spoken by Tiraskrita vipalabdha kshatta kshitta hata hapi nasitat pati purvanti madbhakta kavayopihi. The devotees of the Lord are so forbearing that even if they're cheated, cursed, neglected, disturbed, insulted, or even killed, they'll never avenge themselves. Now why is a Vaishnava like that? A Vaishnava will never avenge, because a Vaishnava understands that everything happens by the will of the Supreme Lord. And this statement was made by Shamak Rishi. About Parikshit Maharaj. This statement, Tiraskrita, was made by Samak Rishi about Parikshit Maharaj. Because, as we know, Parikshit Maharaj garlanded a snake around Samak Rishi. Are you understanding one too? I can just try to figure out how you're translating if you don't understand. So, you understand? Yes? Okay. And as we know, Shamik Rishi's son Sringi cursed Parikshit
Maharaj.
Cursed him to die by the bite of a snake bird. And when Shamik Rishi came to external consciousness and learned that his son had cursed the saintly king Parikshit Maharaj, he was so disturbed.
És akkor a Vajmana magához tért, és megtudta, hogy a fia megátkozta Parikshit Maharajot, ezt a szent királyt, akkor rendetesen nagyon rosszul megtehezte.
How could you possibly curse such a saintly king as Parikshit?
Hogy tehetél ilyet, hogy egy ilyen szent királyt megátkoztál?
And then he began calling out, praying that if Parikshit Maharaj, he's such a powerful king, he can definitely counter curse my son and punish him.
És azután ilyen imádat kezdett mondani, szólt, hogy a Parikshit Maharaj egy ilyen szent hatalmas király, akkor ő büntesse meg a fiát.
Because he's so powerful, it'd be nothing for him to counter curse my son, so that my son would be properly punished for what he has done to
him.
And then he said, but Parikshit Maharaj is a Vaishnava. He'll never do that. He became despondent after further consideration. Parikshit Maharaj will never counter curse because he'll just accept it as Krishna's arrangement. And he quoted this verse. The devotees of the Lord are so forbearing that even if they're cheated, neglected, cursed, disturbed, even killed, they'll never avenge themselves.
Therefore
Swami Krishna simply prayed to the Lord, please, you punish my son. Because Parikshit Maharaj will never punish him. So that is, Vaishnava understands that I'm suffering due to my past sinful activities. And therefore, he does not point out the perpetrator of his suffering. Because by doing so, it would be evidence of his lack of Krishna consciousness. Now, of course, this is a very advanced position. And it's not something that we can immediately imitate. And if realization is there, then certainly the Lord will always protect. But oftentimes we find that we don't have sufficient realization, we don't have sufficient faith that Krishna knows. And therefore we begin to take matters into our own hands. What is the first thing we immediately do? Defend. We have to defend ourselves. You know, I don't deserve that. And one way of defending ourselves is to go on the counterattack. We have to go on the counterattack and we have to expose the perpetrator. And then, even if nobody believes our attempts to expose the perpetrator, then we have to take it into our own hands to punish the perpetrator ourselves. This is due to a lack of sufficient lack of realization about how not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord.
Ez persze annak a jelen, hogy nem értjük igazán a dolgokat, azt, hogy az Úr akarata nélkül még egy fűszál sem hajolhat meg.
And therefore Prabhupada in the next part of the commentary, he takes this explanation to another stage.
Ezért a magyarázat második részében egy más szintre emeli Prabhupada ezt a témát.
Where he speaks about the devotee, what's when something happens to the devotee.
Amikor arról beszél, mi van akkor, hogyha valami történik a baktával.
The first part about the witness and punishment was all about the persons who don't accept the existence of the super soul.
Az első rész arról szólt, hogy mi van akkor, hogyha egy élőlény nem fogadja el a felső lélek létezését.
But what about for the devotee?
De mi van, hogyha magtár van?
And then Prabhupada gives reference to Bhishma Dev.
És akkor egy Bhishma Devre mutat Prabhupada.
He says here, Bhishma Dev correctly estimated the inconceivable actions of the Lord. And I believe Prabhupada must be referring to the verse spoken by Bhishma Dev. To Yudhishthira Maharaj when he was lying on the bed of arrows. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, as we know, was he was suffering because he realized that millions of people were killed on his account. He said, because of me, simply to establish me as emperor of the world, this war took place. And he was suffering thinking like that. And Bhishma Dev, while he was lying on the bed of arrows, said to Yudhishthira, "Na yasyat kahe chidrajan puma veda vihitsitam yad vichigyasaya yukta muyanti kaveyopihi." Nobody can understand the plan of Lord Shri Krishna. Even though great sages inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. So he was explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas that you should know that in all of this there was some higher plan and arrangement of the Lord. Because when something happens to the devotee who accepts it as the will of the Lord, and then we should understand that there's some higher plan of the Lord. And he's put his devotee in that particular situation in order to fulfill that higher plan. Prabhupada gives so many examples. Arjuna's bewilderment on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna's bewilderment. There was a higher purpose that needed to be fulfilled by his bewilderment on the battlefield. Prabhupada also gives the example of Parikshit Maharaj growling the snake around Shamakrishi. How can we understand? There was some higher plan. Bhagavatam needs to be spoken from Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. So some higher plan that Parikshit Maharaj would garland the snake around Shamikrishna. Someone may say, how can we understand someone like Parikshit Maharaj would do such a thing? Shamikrishi was in deep meditation. He didn't even know Parikshit Maharaj was in the ashram. Why should Parikshit Maharaj punish somebody who's faultless? He's a saintly king. He's punishing somebody by growling a snake around his neck, but he's completely faultless. Prabhupada explains it was a higher plan. So when the devotee is involved, there's some higher plan of the Lord. And therefore, Bhishma is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, nobody can understand Krishna's plan.
Ezért mondja Bismarck Parisiből, bocsánat, Tüdistő Marásban, hogy senki nem tudja megérteni.
Yes, millions of soldiers were killed on the battlefield, but it wasn't because of you.
De igen, igen, millió meghaltak a csatatéren, de nem te miattad.
It was Krishna's plan.
Krishna terve.
And we just have to become obedient to Krishna's plan. Prabhupada makes that point in the comment of the purport. He says, we may not be able to understand what is Krishna's plan, but we should always be obedient to whatever Krishna has planned for us. So Prabhupada is therefore explaining here in this commentary. The conclusion is therefore that the suffering of the representative of religion and the representative of earth, as present before Maharaj Pariksit, were planned to prove that Maharaj Pariksit was the ideal executive head, because he knew well how to give protection to the cows and the Brahmins.
Tehát a végkövetkeztetés ezért az, hogy a vallás és a föld képviselőinek szenvedése, ahogy a Parisik Maharaj várta, azt igazolták, hogy Parisik Maharaj ideális vezető volt, mert tudta, hogyan kell megvédelmezni a tehenet, a földet, és a brahmanákat, a vallásos elveket, a lelki fejlődés képviselőjét.
Prabhupada's giving, that's the conclusion. It's a plan. Whose plan? It wasn't Pariksit Maharaj's plan. It wasn't Dharma's plan. It wasn't Dharma's plan. It wasn't Bhumi's plan. It wasn't Bhumi's plan. Echo. There's a lot of echo in the temple, I know. Somebody had a plan. And Bhishma Dev is saying, nobody can understand Krishna's plan. You can make so many exhaustive inquiries, but you'll be bewildered. But it was Krishna's plan. And because he wanted to show the position of Maharaj Pariksit. He wanted to prove that he was an ideal king. And therefore, as Prabhupada says, everyone is under the full control of the Lord. The Lord is quite correct in his action when he desires something to be done by someone. It's the second to the last sentence.
Yes. Ő teljes mértékben helyesen cselekszik, amikor arra vágyik, hogy valaki megtegyen valamit, függetlenül az adott helyzettől.
Maharaj Pariksit was thus put to test for his greatness.
Így kellett Pariksit Maharajnak bizonyítani a nagyságát.
So the Lord was involved in this one. Because of the personalities involved.
Mert ugye az a személyiségében van.
But otherwise, for those who don't accept the position of the Lord, the Lord doesn't get personally involved. He simply witnesses and gives sanction. And he lets his departments of material nature take care of the rest. That is the explanation expertly given by Srila Prabhupada here in this commentary. Okay. I'll stop here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.